news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Bainbridge-Guilford Central School. We are high atop the bleachers on the one-sided bleacher court for the finals of the 34th annual Kozalski Girls Basketball High School Tournament from Bainbridge-Guilford. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy holidays to one and all. Hope your Christmas was merry, your Hanukkah was happy, and that your new year will be just as happy, depending on where and who you celebrate with and what you celebrate. But a happy new year is in store for a couple of local teams who won games today, and also for the Whitney Point JV Eagles here, who just won the JV championship game. But it's the varsity contest we are concerned with. And for the, I think the first time that I have ever done this tournament, we have somebody other than Bainbridge-Guilford in the finals. It will be the Unitigo Lady Spartans, a 4-1 record, out to a very good start this year. They will be taking on the Olympians of Marathon. Marathon made it last year. BG won that game. And now it's Unitigo's turn to see if they can take local supremacy in this long-running 34-year tournament. Unbelievable. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we're about 13 minutes away from our national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineup, so plenty of time to tell you about it. And we start our game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. It's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, service, sales, and daily rentals backed by expert service, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. Coach Mike Riley and the Marathon Olympians coming. Oh, they came over State Route 206, and while it wasn't too treacherous, it was, quote, a slow ride. So they took a little time to get dressed, and they're warming up now. Unitigo's been here for a while and watched the JV championship game that concluded about 15 minutes ago. So we'll tell you about that. And, of course, Coach Greg Bonskowski has a junior and sophomore-only lineup. No seniors in this year's roster. So we'll talk about that and how well they've gotten off in this 2011-2012 high school basketball season. It's all coming up as we get ready for live Holiday Tri-Town High School Basketball Marathon versus Unitigo, final of the Kozalski Girls Tournament, live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich new peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're back, and the Unitingo Spartans will play at Bainbridge Guilford in their home white uniforms. That'll be a little bit different, but they were victorious yesterday over the host Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. That was a very, very low-scoring game. The final was 28-22. So imagine scoring only 28 points, shooting terribly as a team, but still winning by six. Almost defies logic between the two schools who have some high-scoring players, but that's what happened. But they were both in the same situation. And what was nice about it for BG or for Unitingo winning was that nobody had more than 9 points, which was sophomore Marissa Woodard. She is somebody who was on the varsity, was on JV last year, got called up to the varsity for the sectionals, I believe. And as a freshman, but 6'3", that's somebody that if they have any kind of athleticism, you want them on the court. Teach them as much as you can. Hope they soak up as much as they can in terms of the nuances of the game. But start with the fundamentals, you know, basic short-range shooting and good rebounding position, not fouling when blocking shots, using the height to your advantage, not as a hindrance. And Marissa seems to have done that in the early going. She had 9 points yesterday. And their old reliable scorer, Casey Manzanero, she had 8 points. So 17 of the 28 points scored by those two players. Manzanero is one of four junior co-captains on this team. I guess you call them quad captains. But they shot 8-for-16 from the foul line. And so because of that, they earned a spot into the finals. Now, Marathon didn't have, I don't know if you'd call it an easier time or not. I know they had got off to a worse start. They were down 16-9 to Whitney Point at the end of the first quarter, and then they seemed to turn it on with a 14-4 second quarter, going up by three at halftime, 23-20. They extended the lead to 35-26 at the end of the third quarter, and even though only two players scored in the fourth quarter, that being Samantha Courtney's 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and Elena Hall's 2 3-pointers and 2 2-pointers. That 14 points was enough to withstand somewhat of a comeback by Whitney Point, and they won 49-39. So let's see. We mentioned Samantha Courtney. Samantha Courtney returns as a starter. She's in her senior season, and she also is 6'3". 6'3" senior. Seems to play a little bit farther out from the basket. So what I was thinking coming down was you got 6'3" Samantha Courtney, 6'3" Marissa Woodard. Will that be a natural matchup? And Coach Greg Bonskowski said, well, the Courtney girl plays a little bit farther outside sometimes, and Marissa will not chase that. We're going to rely on good team defense to neutralize that situation, because I guess they're trying to get the tall Courtney to and double zero, I do remember her number from last year, but she was in foul trouble last year, as I remember. But they're trying to get her to shoot a little bit more from the outside. She did have 1 3-pointer yesterday. Their other starters are Margaret Thon, who is a 5'8 senior, Amanda Horton, a 5'5 junior, Emily Reynolds is a 5'8 senior, and the fifth starter is Elena Hall, the co-captain along with Samantha Courtney. She had game-high honors yesterday with 17. Courtney had 15. Other players for Unitingo, as we got about 5.5 minutes till tip-off. Well, a lot of the names are familiar because they were all sophomores when the seniors, when they blended in with the seniors so well last year, had a nice season, finished in the top four. Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzanero, and Sarah Menina are, as I said, quad captains. I've never seen that before on anybody's team. They are accompanied, of course, by sophomore Marissa Woodard and fellow sophomores Rachel Wessels and Courtney Bullis. Courtney Bullis, by the way, is the daughter of our very first Athlete of the Week from this time in, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this, 25 years ago, 86-87 school year, so it's officially 25 years, and he's down here about eight rows below me, Burt Bullis. 25 years ago this week, he was named an Athlete of the Week, and that's his daughter, Courtney, who is playing on the varsity. The other players, let's see, Desiree Quick and Michaela Reynolds are both juniors for Unitico. Going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll get ready for the announcement of the starting lineups, and we'll tell you about how Harpersville did in their host tournament today, and we'll talk about how Sydney did in the Green tournament today. It's all ahead. The Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show as we get ready for Marathon versus Unitico at Bainbridge Guilford in the 34th annual Kozelski Girls Basketball Championship game, live on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the final minute 40 or so before things wrap up for, I'm assuming, an anthem. I don't know for sure, but Unitico and Marathon going to do battle. The captains are meeting now. Well, three of the four captains. Make that all four of the captains are now meeting for Unitico with the two captains for Marathon, Samantha Courtney and Elena Hall. Mentioned some other tournament games. Fortunately, because certain teams played in the afternoon, I got to find out the scores because the coaches are here. Brad Aldrich from Sydney let me know that his Sydney Lady Warriors defeated Green 39-36, and Meredith Delello made the all-tournament team. Harpersville, as expected, won their own tournament and played this afternoon, defeating Oxford in the championship game 70-44. Miranda Drummond, the sophomore sensation who impressed us last year, continues on this year. She is expected won MVP honors, so congratulations. I understand Amanda Frere had a really good game there, too. You know we'll be doing Harpersville quite a bit. We'll see Sydney play Afton next Friday, January 6th. That'll be a 5:30 start. We're about 30 seconds away, and both teams are now already on the sidelines, and we'll have to play the anthem and starting lineups and all that stuff by ear. But congratulations to both Harpersville as champions and Sydney as third place winners. Sydney getting their second win, and they've lost to Green once in the Penny Saver tournament. So to get back on that winning track there sounds good. Just trying to think what else they said. Well, they jammed it down my throat because I had to quickly during the break and find out the answers to that. We'll see if they've got an anthem ready. Bob Conway actually is doing the honors. They're going to do, okay, so they'll do the anthem. We'll take a short break because we won't be able to pick it up on the microphone. We'll come back with the announcement of the starting lineups in just a moment. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back at Marathon announcing their starting lineups via the voice of Bob Conway. Samantha Courtney is 00, a 6'3 senior. Margaret Thon is number 3, a 5'8 senior. Amanda Horton is a 5'5 junior wearing number 4. Number 10 is Emily Reynolds, a 5'8 senior. And finally, the co-captain and last night's high scorer in the game against Whitney Point that they won, number 14, Elena Hall. And Mike Riley is the coach of the Marathon Olympians. They will wear their black. They kind of look like Oxford with black and orangish-reddish numbers. So here we go, Robin Foster, Jr., Kayla Talbot, and I'm talking in numerical order, and they're also quad captains. E.C. Manzanero, who impressed me last year with her scoring ability. Sarah Mineta, the fourth of the four quad captains, all juniors. And Marissa Woodard is the sophomore starting for the Lady Spartans, Coach Greg Bonskowski. This one, based on the chats I had with people of all schools, think this is going to be a very exciting ball game. We hope certainly that it will be. We want you to be with us if you cannot be here, or even if you are here, for the 34th annual championship game of the Kozlowski Girls Basketball Tournament, started in 1978 by Jordan, or as everyone calls him, Joe Kozlowski, his wife Myrna, who has since passed away. And I was talking to Joe before the game, and I said, you know, Joe, you really, the programs are great. I mean, they've got all the rosters and the schedules, but God, this is a historical tournament. It's the number one girls, in terms of length, number one girls basketball tournament. I mean, you've had people play Division I sports. Courtney Mattingly, of course, Danielle Baldwin are just two of BGs. There's been Oneana has played in here, Whitney Point many years, Marathon many years, Unitigo many years. There have been some really good players. It'd be nice to see the breakdown of all the champions. Well, here we go for the 2011 champion to be determined between Unitigo and Marathon. And who knew two 6'3 players would be in the tap as the girls' starting lineup, but they are. Marathon controls, and the very first shot taken just 6 seconds into the ballgame, number 4, Amanda Horton, and she has a nice touch. 12 feet from the left baseline. Puts Marathon up 2-0. So Marathon goes into a 2-1-2 with that 6-3 Courtney in the middle. Bounce pass, a fake, going inside. Woodard off the glass a little bit too hard. Courtney with a rebound. Hard to believe Courtney a last name, so I got some Courtney first names and Courtney last names. A kick on the Marathon offensive zone. Seeing what Unitingo is going to do defensively. Right now it looks like they're setting up a 3-2. Let's see if that's how it translates after the inbounds pass. It is Horton on the left side passing in the corner to Reynolds, who misses the shot, but Courtney rebounds on the weak side. And she is not afraid to be beyond the three-point arc where she is now. They'll pass the ball around, now into the high post. The turnaround shot, way off the mark. It ricochets off hard, and Courtney has it with no, well, the buzzer rang. Did the shot that Courtney took hit the rim? The officials are conferring because neither one, or the first one did not see it. The trail official who had the better angle did say yes. So the buzzer is nullified. Marathon gets possession with a minute gone in the game, 2-0. Olympians leading the Spartans. Courtney comes across the key, backs it out to the right wing, cutting down his Hall. They swing it around to the left side for Thon. And Thon lost her dribble. A long pass across the key to Reynolds. Now it's Hall again. Now they do seriously have to think about shooting with 4 seconds on the clock. And the ball wrestled away by Woodard. The ball came down. Woodard came down with it by the girl who possessed it and ripped the ball out of her hands. Unitingo now to shoot from three-point land, and it's up and good by number 14. That's Casey Manzanero. So our first lead change in the ball game, 3-2 with 6 minutes to go. Running in on a give-and-go, beautiful play across the key is Amanda Horton, her second basket in as many shots. Three-point attempt from the left side by Kayla Talbot is short. In transition comes Marathon with 5:45 to go first quarter, 4-3 Marathon. There have been three baskets scored, and the lead has changed hands on the last two. Mike Riley unhappy with the offensive set by his players. It's one good thing you can see from way up on top. Shot put up by Hall. Looks like there's a push away from the ball, and that's on Emily Reynolds of Marathon. First foul called in the game. Another three-pointer by Talbot from the same spot. This one shorter than the one before. It did not hit anything. But a nice little piece of teamwork or teammate support. Casey Manzanero gives Kayla the reassurance of, hey, don't worry about it. Keep shooting. That's your shot. So we'll see how that plays out. 5:12 to go. Still 4-3. Coming around the key is Horton. The last time she did that, scored the bucket. This time, off her foot and out of bounds. So Foster, long pass up ahead to Talbot. She stopped at the foul line, saw the Foster on the baseline, didn't take it. I'm sorry, that was Menina. And now the shot by Talbot, left elbow rims out. Ripped down very nicely by Foster. The reverse layup is not going to hit anything. Four sets of hands grasping the ball. Leads to a possession arrow and Unitingo's ball. Trailing by one in a fast-moving first quarter. Wide open Woodard from the foul line. It's good! So Woodard shows some outside touch. The lead has changed hands yet again. 5-4, Spartans. Into the paint for Courtney. The turnaround is no good off the back of the rim. Good positioning by Manzanero, but she's tied up with the ball and Emily Reynolds. So just like on the other side of the court, the aggressive play leads to a possession arrow for Marathon this time. Last time it was Unitingo. The fall away by Hall, some contact there, no whistle blowing. 5-4, Unitingo. Nice pass way up ahead to Foster. And Beautiful play by Sarah Menina. Foster's first basket. It's now 7-4, largest lead for either team. Well, you know, no doubt, Unitico's playing a tough man-to-man defense right now. Menina foul makes it the first Spartan infraction. Sarah Menina missed a couple of games early when she was injured. And that's part of the reason they lost to Susquehanna Valley, as their only loss. And now Menina makes up for their, that last play with a steal. Nice pass up ahead to Woodard. And the bank shot is good. And Unitico is starting to gel. 9-4. They have scored six in a row. 3:47 to play in the first quarter. The finals of the 34th annual Kozlowski Girls Basketball Tournament. Coming around the key is Thon. Manzanero broke it up a little bit. Now Samantha Courtney with the ball. Up the top of the key, passes to the right side for Thon. Into the paint it goes for Emily Reynolds, but she's called for the travel. Our first substitutions. 12-13, that's Drew Barber, a 5'7 junior, and Danielle Peebles, a 5'6 junior, coming into the ball game. Marathon with a shorthanded lineup. They're missing two players that were on their roster. I only see five on the bench right now. 9-4, 3:20 to go. Woodard comes out for a pass. Now she's going to settle in underneath. They're trying to go back door to or over the top of Courtney looking for Foster, but the pass went too far and out of bounds. 3:15 on the first quarter clock. Lead has changed hands three times. Hall into the corner. It is Reynolds. Back outside for Peebles. Peebles got her feet crossed up. So an unforced error. Gives the ball back to Unitico wearing their home white with green trim. Letters, numbers, accents down the side. And for some of them, sneakers. Do they still call them sneakers? I don't think so. I think they call them shoes. Menina to the elbow. Nice dish off to the corner. Going up is Manzanero. Twists and turns for the shot and draws the foul. Foul will be called on Drew Barber of Marathon. Her first. She's coming off the bench. And Manzanero at the line. She hit the first three-pointer and thus far the only three-pointer of the game. First shot is up. It looks short, but it got a kind holiday roll, so to speak. Last night, the Spartans were just 8-for-16 from the foul line and did not hit a three-pointer. They've already gone 2-for-2 from the foul line and one three-pointer in this game. 11-4, 5 points, a game high for Casey Manzanero. As the Olympians trying to find some continuity in their offense. Cutting across the key is Barber. Barber traveling through the double team. So Coach Riley, he liked what he saw the first 2 minutes. Since then, it's been mostly Unitico. 25, Morgan Rundle, a 5'7 senior, comes into the ball game. First quarter still, 2.5 minutes left, 11-4. Spartans took a little time to get out of the gate, but they have scored the last 8 points of this ball game. Menina dribbling around, finds somebody's open. It's Kayla Talbot. And Unitico, who does not have a lot of support here tonight, I'm surprised. But the foul is on Danielle Peebles, her first, and it's Kayla Talbot at the line to shoot two. First shot around the rim, off the backboard, off the rim, and out. No subs so far for Unitico. Second shot is also off the mark and chased into the corner by Samantha Courtney. Quick pass ahead to Elena Hall. Wide open on the right side, but missing hit three is Morgan Rundle, who just come into the ballgame. Elena Hall, their best three-point shooter. And a steal by Sarah Menina, but the ball went right back. And here comes Courtney with a turnaround. Oh, I think even her teammate was fooled that time. Drew Barber came down under the baseline. Courtney made what looked like a turnaround jump shot, but she saw that Barber was more open than she was, and Barber simply wasn't prepared to catch it. 1:35 to go. Ooh, there's some contact in the paint. That's going to go on Sarah Menina, who, despite her size, was called for the push. And that's her second foul. So now we have a bit of drama, shall we say, as Menina, the point guard for Unitigo, has to sit down with her second foul with a minute 30 still to play in the first quarter. Once again, cranking it up for three is Rundle. She misses everything this time. Rachel Wessels into the ball game. And now they're going to say the ball was partially blocked. Whoever did that did a nice job because nobody else saw it. Top of the key, Rundle to the right side for Barber. Coming across the key, Hall, she almost lost possession of it, had to chase it down by the triple doors on the sideline. Shot missed, Rundle Peck puts it back up and in. Shot missed by Peebles, but Rundle on the weak side got it and put it back in. It has been 6 minutes since they scored, they meaning Marathon, so 11-6. Shot put up, and a three-pointer put in by Casey Manzanero, her second three-pointer of the quarter, 14-6, 43 seconds to go. Can't play for the last possession. Courtney comes down around a screen, takes a little bit too much of a stutter step, and the official right on the job calls the travel. Break for Unitigo. They can't play for the last shot either, as Wessels helps bring the ball up court, and that job is now Kayla Talbot's. Pass inside to Woodard. The fake, the shot is blocked by Courtney. That'll stay Unitigo's ball. Woodard had her back to the basket on the left side about 8 feet away, and her turnaround looked pretty good, but Courtney was ready for it. Woodard, top of the circle. And from behind, a foul will be called on Courtney, I believe. Yep. Not often you see the double zero anymore in high school basketball. So Marathon has four players with one foul each. Unitigo has one player with two fouls, and that's Sarah Menina, who's on the bench. Manzanero for a third try at the three in the left corner, right corner, no good. They still get the rebound, but a bad pass out, and they'll run out of room near the scorer's table. So Marathon gets the ball back with 6.7 seconds to go. Hall, are they aware of the time? I'm not sure. Hall, I'm not sure where she was going with that, but she knew there wasn't much time to do anything else. The ball sailed out of bounds. 14-6, good showing for Unitigo during the middle 4 minutes or so of that first quarter. They have an 8-point lead in the finals of the Kozalski Basketball Tournament. Unitigo leading Marathon 14-6. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Unitinga will get the ball to start the second quarter. And as I'm looking at last night's score sheet for Marathon over Whitney Point, they were trailing 16-9 at the end of the first quarter and then had a dominating second quarter of 14-4 advantage. So look for Marathon possibly to get strength for the second quarter. And starting it out very nicely, Samantha Courtney with a block, a wide-open block on Unitinga's first shot. And they almost had a breakaway layup. But the ball got deflected out of bounds. So they'll go to Courtney, who's on the right side, double team. Good help defense by Unitinga. Courtney at the three-point area is going to hoist it up, miss it. Woodard with a rebound. When Courtney does not follow her shot, the rebounding arena is all Marissa Woodard's. Woodard at the elbow. Looking to pass. Goes to Kayla Talbot. Goes up for the baseline layup. Missed it. And on the ensuing rebound, number 21, Chelsea Bush in the game, a 5'10 junior. So they do have a little bit more height off the bench. She draws the foul on Robin Foster. That's the third foul team-wise on Unitinga, who leads 14-6. Cross-court pass to Barber. Passing to no one in particular in the paint, but somehow getting the ball was Bush, and she almost made the 10-footer. The pass was certainly not intended for her, but it wound up in her hands anyway, and she almost capitalized on it. Played a minute 15 in the second quarter with no change in the score. Kayla Talbot dribbling with the left hand, passes inside to Woodard off of her hands, and the steal by Hall, almost stolen back by Talbot. Three-point shot blocked by Woodard. So Woodard blocks a three-point shot. Both 6'3 players have blocked three-point attempts by opponents. And the next foul is called on Casey Manzanero, her first. Starter Amanda Horton, who had two of the three baskets for Marathon in the first quarter. She is back in the ballgame now. It is Hall around the screen by Courtney. 12-footer. Hey, that looked like a good play. They might want to try that a little bit more often. Hall, her first basket. She led scoring with 17 yesterday. Courtney had 15 in their win over Whitney Point. Talbot, in the absence of Menina, being the point guard, a lot of dribbling. Passes off to Foster. Her elbow shot misses. Manzanero fights for the rebound over two taller players, but can't hit the putback. This time Courtney does rebound. 14-8. Chance to cut that deficit. Driving in and drawing the foul is Drew Barber. Drew drew the foul. And it looks like, according to the scoreboard, it's called on Casey Manzanero. So another crucial point of the ball game, foul trouble-wise. First shot for number 12, Drew Barber, is up and good. First free throws tonight for Marathon. Last night they were 7 for 12 in the semifinals. Second shot also goes in. So a four-point run in the first 2 minutes plus makes it a 14-10 ball game. And a lot of the offense suffering right now for Unitinga as Marathon has switched to a man-to-man defense, and it seems to be working. Driving in on the right side is Wessels. Pops a 16-footer and misses everything. Rebound by Manzanero. Fights her way in for the putback. Misses. Rebound by Bush. Ahead. And on the right side, that's going to be a crucial call because number 4, Amanda Horton, drove a little out of control and ran right into Casey Manzanero, and that's going to be 3 on the leading scorer for Unitinga, not just in the game tonight, but for the season. So Manzanero sits down, Wessel sits down, Sarah Menina comes back into the ball game, and Michaela Reynolds, the junior, comes into the ball game. So this is 1-1 time. First shot is good for Horton, and she had no idea it was 1-1. She backed up, started to play defense. 3-for-3 for the Marathon Olympians. That's 4-for-4. And now it's a 14-12 ball game. A game of two runs, basically. 8 points in a row for the Lady Spartans, and now the last 8 points scored by the Marathon Olympians. Sarah Menina driving into the paint with an underhand layup, got blocked. 3-point shot put up by Hall, misses. Courtney steals the ball right out of the hands of Michaela Reynolds, and she can't hit it. And the rebound by Robin Foster, the bounce pass goes out of bounds. A little panic setting in. With 4:58 to go in the first half, 14-12 in favor of Unitigo, but the Olympians have a chance to tie or take the lead. Hall gets the inbounds pass. She's in the three-point area on the left side. Comes around a screen by Courtney, gives it right back. 16-footer is off the mark. Rebound, Robin Foster. Patiently gets the outlet to Menina. She's on the run with a 3-on-1. Nice pass up ahead. Missed by Reynolds, however. And there's going to be a Unitigo foul on Reynolds. And because of this rash of fouls, it's more 1-on-1 time for Marathon. 4:43 left to go, 14-12. A rather subdued crowd tonight. First shot is up and good, and this Amanda Horton has gotten used to this basket awful quickly. Last night, she did not attempt a free throw at all. Well, she misses the shot that would have tied it. 14-13. And the Spartans have yet to score in this quarter. We're almost halfway through it. 4:25 to go. Menina trying the left side off the double team, passes to Foster. Her shot is up and good. Robin Foster's second basket off the assist from point guard Sarah Menina. Very patient offensive play, good basketball play, and it puts the Spartans back up by three. Horton goes to Courtney in the on the corner. She drives baseline, goes reverse, out of control there. The put missed. The putback by Barber misses, and Woodard controls the boards for Unitigo. Menina switching right to left. Now an open Reynolds from the left side. Air ball. Saved poorly by Marathon, and a chance to capitalize. Kayla Talbot hits a 15-footer off the right elbow. Her first basket, so it's back up to a 5-point Unitigo lead. 3:32 left in the second quarter, 18-13 Unitigo. A 3-point launched up by Horton. Rebounded foul. Looks like that's going to go on Marissa Woodard, and that's her first foul. So 9 fouls on the scoreboard clock against Unitigo. And the 1-1 missed by Chelsea Bush. So after hitting their first 5 in a row, Marathon misses the last 2. Talbot goes for 3, and it's nothing but net. Back-to-back hoops by Kayla Talbot. Reestablishes the 8-point advantage, which is the largest lead of the ball game for Unitigo. How quickly, and now a 3-point chance coming back and good for Elena Hall. The first 3 made by Marathon tonight. They made 4 yesterday, and Hall made 3 of those 4. 21-16, 2:49 to go. Ooh, there's some major contact. Menina shoots from the left side, misses, trying for the save. Marathon successful. And there have been no timeouts called until now. Okay. 2:38 to go. It's a short timeout. 21-16 Unitigo ahead of Marathon. Second quarter action in the Kozlowski basketball finals. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back live, and if you remember, in the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, I was talking about the 25th anniversary of the first WCDO Sydney Federal Credit Union Athlete of the Week. There were two of them. One of them is here tonight, Bert Bullis, whose daughter plays, Courtney Bullis, plays for Unitigo. All right, coming off the timeout, I asked him if he wanted to do a halftime interview. Not sure if that's happening or not, but anyway, we're back to the action. Marathon Loft missed a three-pointer. Michaela Reynolds for Unitigo missed a three-pointer. Here comes Marathon in transition. Hall to Courtney, who's the last one down the court. Coming across the key. They work it into the... Oh, my goodness! That's the weirdest bank shot I've ever seen. Off the top of the backboard by Chelsea Bush. And you better be smiling on that one. 21-18. Woodard at the high post. Back to Menina. They're going to work for a good possession here. Menina scooped to the hoop. Missed it. She stumbled as she shot it. Was not a travel. Hall, long pass up ahead to a wide open teammate. And that's Alyssa Slyker. And now suddenly it's Coach Bonkowski's turn for a short timeout. 21-20. It's a 7-point run for the girls of Marathon. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back, and the game of streaks continues. This time it's a marathon streak. They were down 14-6. They made it 14-13. Unitigo went up 21-13, and now it's 21-20. Unitigo has the ball and a one-point lead with a minute 25 to go in the first half. Sarah Menina has taken over the scoring, getting the ball into Robin Foster this time. I should say take it over the playmaking again after sitting for a while with two fouls, but they miss inside. And now Marathon has the chance to take their first lead since early in the ball game. Elena Hall at the top of the key, the left side open, but not taking the shot, is Amanda Horton. Hall with her back to the basket. Oh, she's going to take the shot and airball it, trying to convince the official that there was a partial block on her shot. Now, taking a chance, Coach Bonkowski puts in Casey Manzanero, who had 8 first quarter points but had 3 fouls in a row in the second quarter. She's back in the ballgame. Boy, she gets her 4th. It is certainly a gamble, but I think he's got her in for the offense this time. And if he can switch out on defense, he will. Manzanero, left side, takes it to the hoop, partially blocked, and it got swat out to the half-court area where it is number 4. Amanda Horton trying to take it all the way. Sarah Menina, takes the brunt of that, tucks her shirt back in, and is ready to go. Tough little player. They lost her for a couple of games earlier this season, but she is with a bad knee, but she is back in action. 21-20, 28 seconds to go. And a 4 shot up there missed by Manzanero. Coming in, Elena Hall will take a 3 and make it! Elena Hall, her 2nd 3-pointer, gives the lead back to Marathon. First time in a long time. 7 seconds to go. Manzanero to the hole, missed it. Tries to get her own rebound. Foster, though, helps out and puts it in to tie the score at the buzzer. Robin Foster with a good offensive rebound to tie the score. She has 6 points, and this second quarter has been nothing short of amazing. An incredible bank shot for Marathon, some three-point shooting prowess, some free throws, and some foul trouble. We've had it all in the second quarter. We've got a half to go. We've got ourselves a great ball game. It's 23-23, all tied up. Marathon and Unitigo in the finals of the 34th annual Kozelski Girls High School Basketball Tournament from Bainbridge Guilford. So stick around. The Marabito Halftime Report coming up. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. The Tri-County
Welcome
Huskies.
Back. We've got ourselves a beautiful ball game here tonight. It's been wild and crazy, as holiday tournaments often do get. At Bainbridge Guilford, site of course, the Kozelski basketball, high school basketball tournament for the ladies, and they've been doing this. This is the 34th annual game. Championship game. Oh my goodness, I've probably only done about 8 or 9 of them over the years, but have been some terrific ball games, and this one will rank right up there with it, as the score is 23-23. Marathon and Unitigo are tied, and it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And with my new scorebook system here, I get to easily take care of ties, which we've had only one, and also for changes of lead, which I see, and I use the alternating possession because that's my very very convenient way of doing that. Four lead changes, three were in the first 3 minutes of the ballgame. And Unitico controlled most of the game, but Marathon had two of the more impressive spurts of points in this first half. And a lot of it had to do with foul trouble for two main players for Unitico, that being Casey Manzanero, who had three fouls in about a two-minute span in the second quarter during one of those streaks, and Sarah Menina, who had two early fouls. She was able to come back and stay foul-free, and also the only assist so far recorded for the Unitico players was Sarah Menina as she passed to Robin Foster for a quick bucket in the second quarter. But anyway, I said at the beginning of the second quarter that Marathon, even though they did not look that great in the last 5 minutes of the first quarter, they were down 14-6 after it was 4-3 Marathon at one point. In the Whitney Point semifinal game, they outscored Whitney Point 14-4. So in other words, they kind of got the feel in the first quarter, and then they started to gel in the second quarter. That's exactly what they did. And if it wasn't for a streak that saw Robin Foster and Kayla Talbot score seven unanswered points, Marathon could be leading by a decent amount. The scoring recap goes like this. Amanda Horton has 7 points for the Olympians. Two free throws in two tries for a sub, Drew Barber. Elena Hall has 2 3-pointers. That was part of that last streak they put together when they were trailing 21-13. Two baskets by Elena Hall in the three-point range brought them back. So she's got 8 to lead the Olympians. 2 points for Chelsea Bush, 2 points for Alyssa Slyker, and 2 points for Morgan Rundle. The glaring zero on the scorebook right now, Samantha Courtney, the 6'3 senior from Marathon, held scoreless so far. Unitico has 6 points under the name of Robin Foster, including that game-tying bucket at the buzzer. Kayla Talbot has 5 points, did not shoot very well in the first 8, 9, 10 minutes of the game, but hit her last two shots, a 2 and a 3. Casey Manzanero had 2 3-pointers in the first quarter and 2 free throws for 8 quick points. She had foul trouble and has remained at 8 points for the rest of the half. Carissa Woodard has 4 points. She's listed at just 3 rebounds, according to the Unitico statistics, and 2 block shots. Sarah Menina, for all that she has done, has not scored. Rachel Wessels and Michaela Reynolds off the bench have not scored, and I believe that's it for Unitico. Spartans free throw shooting just 2 for 4. Marathon has been 5 for 7. They made their first 5, but missed their last 2. So an interesting series of events here in the first half. And I mentioned during the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show that two of our local girls teams won this afternoon. Harpersville won their own holiday tournament, defeating Oxford 70-44. Congratulations to Miranda Drummond on her MVP performance. And Sydney, after losing to Green a few weeks ago in the third-place game of the Penny Saver tournament in Norwich, turned around in Green and defeated the host Lady Trojans 39-36. And senior Meredith DeLello making the all-tournament team with a good game today and, of course, yesterday when they lost by only 3 to Susquehanna Valley. And I mention that because Unitico's only loss this year was to that same Susquehanna Valley team. So it's pretty evident that Unitico did miss Sarah Menina because she was out for the game that they lost to Sus Valley on. And let's see, I think we were some other... Sydney played, I do not have the score of the consolation game between Sydney and Fort Plain that took place this afternoon in the Cooperstown or Dick White tournament. I talk about Dick White, he passed away, of course, but I played for him at Golden Valley Sports Camp 1 year, and I thought he was a tremendous, tremendous coach, and got to keep in touch with him over the years. Let's see, Sydney boys, yes, yesterday did lose to Cobleschool Richmondville, 54-35. Damian Zimmer had 10 points, Brandon Walters 8, and only 4 for 7 from the free throw line. What became evident from the hearsay on that game, I was not there, is that much like the Norwich game in the finals of the Norwich, the Tom Schwan Memorial Tournament, a good hard man-to-man defense is going to stop Sydney every time. They create turnovers. They held Norwich held Sydney to 23 points in the finals of that game, as Sydney was held to 35 last night against Kobe Richmondville. So they're playing Fort Plain this evening. Don't know the final score of that game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the second half. 23 all-time marathon and Unitigo, the finals of the Kozelski 34th Annual High School Girls Basketball Tournament. You're listening to your local sports leader, WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live for the second half. Thank you to the folks at the Morabito Energy Products for their sponsorship of halftime for yet another season. 25 seasons in a row. And both teams have had a possession, and both teams have given up that possession. One by a missed shot, Marathon, one by a violation, traveling violation on Unitigo. So we didn't miss any scoring. Here is Marathon going to my left. They have the same starters in there as they did at the beginning of the game. Samantha Courtney, who's on the right baseline, double team, finds a wide open teammate, Reynolds. They keep it active, and running in the lane is number 14, Elena Hall, who is the first player to get to 10 points for either side, and Marathon has taken the lead, 25-23. Casey Manzanera with the three fouls, bounce pass into Woodard, the soft turnaround is good, nice play by Marissa Woodard. They could do that a little bit more. It'll open up the lane for Menina and Manzanero. 25-25. We are tied two times. The turnaround by Courtney. She remains scoreless. Woodard pulls down another rebound for Unitigo. Driving the baseline is Talbot. Nice, pretty move. Oh, but the shot won't fall. Woodard with the offensive board. No good. Second rebound. No good. Taps it out, and Manzanero catches it. Now it's Talbot for three. Yes! Kayla Talbot, her second three-pointer. 28-25. Lead change number five in this ball game. That's more lead changes than I've had in the first four games of the regular season. So glad I came to do this game. 28-25, a floater in the lane, missed by Margaret Thon, who is starting the second half along with Amanda Horton, Emily Reynolds, Elena Hall, and Samantha Courtney. Now I've got that lineup in. Sarah Menina, the point guard for Unitigo. Kayla Talbot, Marissa Woodard, Casey Manzanero, and Robin Foster. Nice backdoor play to Manzanero. Misses the layup. Oh, that ball spun off. And a pass with contact is up for grabs. And then finally a foul called. And I think that looks like that's going to go on Robin Foster. And there's a break in the action, but we'll stay here because I think I want to talk about, I think somebody else was playing over the holiday weekend. Well, let's see. BG Boys will play. They are at Oxford tonight and tomorrow. So their tournament game is, I'm sorry, tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday for their tournament games. So many tournaments going on, not just basketball. The prestigious Windsor Christmas Tournament, oldest tournament, wrestling tournament in New York State, still going strong. And I do have some lists of top seeds. Of course, I have no idea how they went. So Marathon inbounds the ball. Elena Hall bobbled it, got it back. The turnaround no good. And as Courtney flies in for the rebound, she gets hit from behind. And that's going to be another foul on Robin Foster. That'll be her third. So now Unitigo has Robin Foster and Casey Manzanera with three fouls. Sarah Menina still with two. Hall, Reynolds, a short shot missed. Menina catches the outlet pass. Passes quickly down court to Foster, but a little too much zip. And with 5:02 to go in the third quarter, it is 28-25 in favor of Unitigo. Thanks in part to a three-point shot by Kayla Talbot. So things slow down a little bit on the half-court set for Marathon. It is Horton back outside the hall. Passing at the half court, at the foul line. A scoop to the hoop for Hall. Missed it. Ball batted out. And it just happens to go to Chelsea Bush. Her shot misses. Bush off the bench, by the way. And so Marathon gets a third possession with a new clock each time. And a three-point crank up there by Hall. Missed it. And Courtney finally hits in the scoring block with her first basket coming in about the 4:15 mark of the third quarter. So her basket makes it a 28-27 ball game. It's Unitigo on the offense. Talbot fakes the shot, goes into Wooder. The turnaround is no good. There is a foul on the play, however. That will go on Chelsea Bush, it looks like. And nobody for the Olympians has more than one foul. Here's Woodard at the line for the first time. Shot is up and finds a home. It's good. 3 for 5 free throw shooting for Unitigo. Marathon is 5 for 7. Not a lot of free throw shot tonight at all. Second shot missed. Tapped up by Courtney. Stolen away by Manzanero as Courtney brought the ball down. Manzanero fires for three, and it's off short. Gets her own rebound, but someone from Marathon is pushing off. No, someone for Unitigo is pushing off, and they cite Marissa Woodard for that, her second foul. So 29-27, Spartans by two. Begins the game of strategy and hot shooting, if either team can get hot. For more than a minute or so. Oh, pass floated to Bush. They got away with that one. Pass inside to Hall. Missed. Courtney with a rebound. Her shot is blocked. Now she gets it back from her teammates. 4 on the shot clock. Pass is no good because it's stolen by Menina. Menina to Talbot. Almost lost control. Was smart enough not to force the shot. Talbot at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Woodard. 18 on the shot clock. Menina, three-pointer left side, is good! Sarah Menina's first basket, and the sixth, make that the fifth, three-point shot made for Unitigo. 32-27, a five-point advantage. The left side, Horton will put it up for three. Off the backboard and rim, Courtney outdoes Foster for the rebound. Passes inside to Bush off her hand, but saved by Horton. Horton, a 12-footer left baseline miss. Ball is free, and Talbot has it for Unitigo. Lots of contact, no whistle. And those shouts you may or may not be able to hear, I'll tell you right now, are from the Unitigo folks who are not happy with the ratio of fouls called Unitigo and not called for Marathon. Shot by Foster, missed. And although Manzanero tries to hustle to save the ball from an air ball from going out of bounds. Instead of throwing the ball back into play, she came down with it. So possibly a mental error there. 32-27, 2:07 to play in the third quarter. This is a back-and-forth game. Most drama we've had all season. And number 13 in the game. First time in a while, Danielle Peebles misses a three-point shot. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Down alone for Talbot. Talbot took a while to turn around and see she was open. smart enough to pass it outside, and a six-footer right side for Foster. Good basketball movement by the Lady Spartans. They look for the fast break. If it's not there 100%, they're smart enough to back it out. 34-27. Spartans have led by eight twice. They lead by seven right now. Woodard comes in and makes the steal. Nope, not quite a steal. It's an alternate possession. But it turns out in the Spartans' favor as they get the arrow in their direction. 1:25 left in the third quarter. 34-27, Unitigo. And I dare say the coaches are going to save all their timeout opportunities for the fourth quarter, the ones they have left anyway. Manzanero around a screen, and an illegal screen at that, set by Woodard. Marissa Woodard will be called by the official for an illegal screen. That makes four fouls on Unitigo in this half, three on Marissa Woodard, so make that three starters for Coach Greg Bonskowski's team to have three fouls. And again, nobody from Marathon with more than one. So that is definitely in their favor. Peebles wide open, it does not take the three. Short shot by Bush, hits nothing. Menina on the weak side for the rebound. Catches it and brings it down herself. She's going to fire for three, but it's short. Rebound to Foster. And the shot blocked by Samantha Courtney. Out of bounds, Unitigo's ball. 53 seconds left in the third period. So the scoring has been into the drought mode the last couple of minutes. Menina on the left side chooses not to shoot. Coming around the key is Manzanero. Menina to Manzanero. I love saying that connection. But another outstanding basketball play. Manzanero's first basket since early in the first quarter. She's got 10, and it's 36-27, so now it's the largest lead. Trying to cut into that lead is Hall with a three-point shot, and that misses. 22 seconds to go. Menina, left side. Back out to Talbot with 9 seconds to go. Talbot lofts it into Woodard. They surround her, and it's stolen. 5 seconds to go. There's a pass ahead to Peebles. Her shot off the glass, no good. Put up by Bush, and they'll let that go for the rest of the quarter. It is the largest lead of the game for the Unitigo Lady Spartans. They finish on a flurry and have a 36-27 advantage going into the fourth quarter. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the finals of the Kozelski Basketball Tournament from BG, live on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, only 4 points were scored in the third quarter by Marathon. Only four. So they have 27 points going into the fourth quarter. 2-4-6. Or I should say three baskets, 2 3-pointers, and 1 for 2 from the line. So 13-4 was that advantage for the Unitigo Spartans, as they have a 9-point lead to start the fourth quarter. Marathon misses the first shot of the fourth quarter, and they've got a slightly different lineup in there. Meanwhile, Casey Manzanero rims out the 3-point shot. Missed, but Woodard with the offensive rebound. I hope these stat girls are keeping the good stats now. Left side, Manzanero across the key, into Talbot. Talbot fakes the shot. She's caught inside there. Manzanero might have been fouled on the shot. That's what the officials say. Number 12 is Drew Barber, and that is the first Marathon player to have more than one foul. She has two. Manzanero gets the inbounds pass from Menina at the left corner. Dribbles all the way out to the foul line to Menina on the right wing. Backdoor play. Nice give and go to Manzanero. Back to Manzanero from Menina. And another foul. That's going to go on Alyssa Slyker, number 24, who's into the game now. And so Manzanero has a two-shot situation. Makes the first one. She's 3 for 3. The rest of the team is 1 for 4. 10-point lead. It'll stay there. 37-27. 37-27, and Marathon looking to get back. A two-point shot. Nothing but net for number 25, Morgan Rundle, her second basket of the ball game. 37-29. Talbot and Foster and Manzanero. 12, 13, and 14 on the scoreboard, or on the in the scorer's book. All touch the ball. Menina into Manzanero. Her shot blocked. The ball goes back court. It is not a violation as the shot was blocked. But there's only four on the shot clock. Oh, collision. Manzanero comes out to catch the basketball. Hit at just about the same time by Drew Barber of Marathon. Not intentional. Both teams now with four personals and a new 30-second clock set up for Unitigo. Talbot, top of the key to Menina. Post move by Foster. The turnaround is short. Chased into the corner. It's Elena Hall. Elena Hall can get hot at a moment's notice. Long pass up ahead. Oh, nice pass. That is finished off by Slyker off the pass from Rundle. And again, unselfish play for Marathon. They get back to within six. A couple of hot shots away. Under 6 minutes to play. Woodard to the left side for Talbot. Now wide open is Manzanero. Misses the three. Menina slips going after the basketball, and so the ball does go out of bounds. Like 37-31, 5:45 to go. And again, most of the timeouts are available to each coach. Elena Hall dribbling against Talbot. Now they go low post to Rundle, or Slyker rather. She's got it again. Three-pointer, way off. Oh, wide open on the finish is Morgan Rundle. Talk about right place at the right time. A terrible shot wound up in her hand for the basket. It's 37-33. It's a 6-1 run for Marathon. Manzanero at the foul line. Missed. The ball ricochets out, and Manzanero nearly gets her fourth foul. She stays out of harm's way, though. Elena Hall, the other number 14. Passes up ahead. Missed on the air ball of Drew Barber. Marathon trying to go a little bit too quickly. And so Talbot will play the point. Menina will play the two guard. They'll set up a 1-4 offense. Manzanero drives in. Contact. Oh, she landed hard, too. Well, now Unitigo is drawing some fouls. The foul will go on Morgan Rundle. There will be two shots for Casey Manzanero when we come back. 4:40 to play in this ballgame. 37-33 in favor of Unitigo. You're listening to the Kozelski Basketball Finals on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers & O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Whit today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Of the 34th annual Kozelski Girls Basketball High School Tournament and one of the longest, if not the longest, consistent tournaments for girls basketball in New York State. We have to get that confirmed somehow, some way. My gosh, I might make it my mission to do that. Well, anyway, Casey Manzanero misses the first free throw. Her second one, though, is good. 4-for-6 performance for Manzanero from the line. She has 12 points to lead the Spartans, and the Spartans lead the game against Marathon by 5. Three-point shot by Rundle misses. Chased in the corner very well by Drew Barber. Now it's Samantha Courtney, guarded by Michaela Reynolds, and possession arrow called as the defense played by Michaela Reynolds. I wasn't sure which way that was going to go. The least of the options I would have thought would be alternate possession, but that's what was called. 38-33, Spartans by 5. Marissa Woodard's been in there most of the way for Unitigo, doing a nice job. It is, oh, bad pass. Rachel Wessels is in the ballgame now for Unitigo. In transition, Hall misses. Rebound by Barber. Up and good. Drew Barber with her first field goal. 4 points for her, 38-35. So the 11-point lead, or 10-point lead, rather, is down to 3. As Elena Hall, one of the co-captains for Marathon, dives out of bounds, unsuccessful on the save. Quick pass into Manzanero. About 15 feet away on the right side. Casey Manzanero now with 14 points, 40-35. Steal. Combined Rachel Wessels and Sarah Menina. Menina not forcing it. She'll wait. She'll shoot. She'll make it. Sarah Menina with only her second basket. 5 points. She's got a 3 and a 2. Played tremendous playmaker offense tonight. Turnaround for number 00, Samantha Courtney, her second basket, and it comes with a foul. Now this gets, again, this gets interesting because that's the fourth foul on Marissa Woodard. Courtney's shot is up, and it is good. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. It's now 42-38, and a timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski, I think, or no, it's substitution first. Yep, just a substitution. Coach Bons is gonna let him play. So Robin Foster to the game with 3 fouls takes Marissa Woodard's place, and this will be tricky because there's 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Menina dribbling through the crowd, passes over to Foster. Instant offense for Robin Foster. She's got 10 points. Coach B looks like a genius right now with that move. My goodness, 44-38. Here's a three-point bomb thrown up and missed by Rundle. Her follow-up by teammate Courtney is off. That looked like a given when she grabbed the ball. 44-38. Not all is a given in this game, that's for sure. Manzanero for 3. Comes up just short. And the ball is going to go to Marathon as it goes out of bounds, with players from both sides in the vicinity. 2:30 to play in this regulation, 44-38. Yeah, I said regulation, even though it's a 6-point spread. Drew Barber, Morgan Rundle, down low for Courtney in a triple team. She still catches the ball. Now somebody's got to be open, and it's Alyssa Stryker on the left side off the good pass from Drew Barber. Alyssa Stryker has 6 points off the bench, 44-40 with 2 minutes to play. Menina, who has 4 assists in this ballgame, dribbling to the high post. It is Rachel Wessels, misses the three. Rebound to Elena Hall. 1:45 to go. Marathon with the ball, trailing by 4. Left side, Slyker to the mid post. It's a turnaround for Rundle, and it's good. 44-42. 1:32 to play. This is good high school basketball. Sarah Menina, since the two fouls, coming back in the game, has not taken a breather. Manzanero starts a drive, and Drew Barber sticks a hand in there and will be called for the push. That is her 4th foul. So there's a player on each side with 4 fouls, and pretty predictable here. A timeout asked for. 44-42, Unitigo will have the ball. And they have a 2-point lead with 1:22 to go. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invite you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Two ties, 5 lead changes, and a 44-42 advantage for Unitigo with the ball underneath their basket with 1:22 to go in the ballgame. Marissa Woodard has come back on the floor with 4 fouls. And just missed a shot. Got the ball right where she wanted it on the right side, missed it. That would have given a little breathing room to the Lady Spartans. Instead, it's Marathon, the Lady Olympians, with a chance to tie or take the lead. 3-pointer by Courtney, missed it. Oh, it looked good for when she shot it on the left wing. Double teaming Robin Foster in the corner. Greg Bonskowski did the quick thinking. Timeout call, and we will take another break. 44-42. You know what? No, wait. Let's stay here. I've got, in foul situations, Marathon has been called for 6 fouls. We'll try to make this a visual. 6 fouls called on Marathon. So the next foul that's non-shooting gets a 1-1 for Unitigo. That's good to keep in mind because Unitigo has committed 5 fouls. So they have 1 still to give where there is no shooting. That could come into play. There's 1 player for Marathon with more than 1 foul. That's Drew Barber with 4. She's done a nice job off the bench with 4 points and a lot of different plays being made. Unitigo has their 5 starters being their only scorers. They have Robin Foster with 3, Casey Manzanero with 3 as far as fouls go. Sarah Menina, still with those early 2, has not picked up any more. But Marissa Woodard, who is the X factor here, has 4 fouls, but she's in the game right now. And the timeout clock is still not reset. It's going to wind down 6:54, and you know the rest of the numbers. And when that is done, we see that the game clock shows up 1:02. So the Spartans have the full court to go. They let Talbot be the point guard again. Menina will play the rover. She will get the ball on the right wing from Talbot. Talbot runs through on the motion and comes back around the screen. Talbot fakes the shot, goes to Menina. 9 on the shot clock. Manzanero looks up at the clock. She's going to drive in, and a bank shot missed. Oh, Robin Foster with a shot blocked by Courtney. Here's a chance to tie with 35 seconds to go. Elena Hall to the top of the key for Schleicher. Now it's Rundle for 3 to take the lead. No. Rebound on the weak side by Schleicher, and Coach Riley calls the timeout. Now we'll take the break. 25.6 seconds to go. Marathon with another chance coming back out of the timeout, trailing by 2, 44-42. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
We are specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Now keep in mind, I said when there was about 2 minutes to go and a 6-point Unitingo lead, I said there was that much time in regulation. Now it's a 2-point game. Marathon has a chance to tie with 25 seconds to go. They can play for the last shot, except Elena Hall will drive in and score with 21 seconds to go. Elena Hall, I think everyone was waiting for a last-second shot. She took it right away and made it. Menina Talbot playing catch-out in front, 10 seconds to go. Talbot to the left side, driving underneath the basket. Nice play not to shoot. She's wide open, 8 feet, right side, short. Robin Foster with a rebound, but I don't think it goes off her fingertips. Well, well. Oh, they really want to call a timeout with 1.4 seconds to go? All right. Well, we're going to stay here for that one. Let me finish my thought. I think it was something like 2:37 or 2:35 to go. And Unitingo was up 44-38. It was a 6-point lead. And I said 2:35 or whatever to go in regulation. And I'm 1.4 seconds away from being correct in my prediction. 44-44 tie. This is only the third time, unofficially, that the game has been tied. It was tied at 23, which was at halftime, 25 shortly after halftime, and 44 on the basket by Elena Hall, co-captain for Marathon, who has 12 points. Their 6'3 senior, Samantha Courtney, has been held to 5 points all in the second half. She has stayed out of foul trouble, which last year against BG, she was unable to do that. But what a balanced effort for both teams. Marathon, Courtney with 5, Horton with 7, Barber with 4, Elena Hall with 12, 2 for Bush, 6 for Schleicher, 8 for Rundle. Spartans have 10 for Foster, 8 for Talbot, 14 for Manzanero, 5 for Menina, and 7 for Marissa Woodard. All right, 1.4 seconds to go. Get ready for overtime, unless there's a miracle. Courtney. And there's no way you can even think. And that's exactly what the girl did. Emily Reynolds caught the inbounds play. I don't know what they were setting up, but she stood there with it. There was no way it was going to happen. So we will have overtime. Anybody going anywhere special tonight? I didn't think so. 44-44, we go to overtime. First time for me in a long, long, long time. So we'll take a break and come back. It's a 4-minute overtime. And hopefully it's the only one, but boy, what a game this has been. A 44-44 tie, and it's Marathon and Unitico going for the championship of the 34th Annual Kozelski Basketball Tournament for Girls. And we'll come back with the tip-off for the overtime in just a moment on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back for overtime, and I must say I shortchanged the Unitico fans a little bit. So the what used to be the Unitico side as visitors, there's only a handful of people. But they're interspersed throughout the entire bleachers, so I stand corrected on that. All right, so Marathon predictably wins the tap, but cannot score on their first possession as a long pass has been deflected. So the Spartans play with Talbot, Foster, Menina, Woodard, and Manzanero. Again, the one to watch is Woodard with four fouls. She played clean the last 2 minutes. It is Talbot with a runner in the lane. Missed it. Off the rim. Courtney with a rebound. Quick outlet to Elena Hall. She leads a three-on-two break. Hall stops, almost takes the three, does not. Rundle passes inside to Courtney. She's caught too far underneath the basket, but still within play. And her pass goes to Slyker, who did not see her teammate Emily Reynolds on the other side of the basket like they had had a couple of times for easy baskets. That's what got me tongue-tied. Foul on Robin Foster. So now Foster joins the four foul club, but stays in the ball game. She's played terrific tonight. And a three-point attempt by Rundle. Misses. Put back up by Reynolds. Missed it. Slyker with a rebound. Bounce pass to Reynolds. Reynolds is guarded by Woodard. Into the key for Rundle. Her shot is good. Morgan Rundle with 10 points off the bench. Marathon takes the lead, and the lead has changed hands for the sixth time. Talbot. Not sure if it's a shooting situation or not. Talbot did not look like she was going to shoot. No, it's going to be a one-and-one. Rundle, by the way, with just a basket for 2 points in yesterday's semifinal win over Whitney Point. So the foul called on Morgan Rundle. Her second, team's seventh. That means one and one time. Shot is up and no good for Casey Manzanero. So now control in the hands of Marathon. A two-point lead and the basketball. Rundle, low post pass to Courtney. The turnaround is no good. Rebound Woodard, but the ball's on the floor. Possession arrow should be Unitico. Marathon playing man-to-man defense. Both teams have been playing man-to-man since early in the ballgame. Marathon tried a zone. They were better off with the man-to-man. Talbot fakes the handoff. Bounce pass now into Foster. The turnaround is no good. Rebound Courtney. But again, on the floor, Courtney and Foster. It will be a possession arrow in favor of Marathon. And I don't think Samantha Courtney has been off the court. And before the ball can be put into play, Coach Mike Riley asks for time. A minute 58 to go in overtime. Just 2 points scored, and that's by Marathon. They'll have the ball and a two-point lead when we come back. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, Greg Davey back at Bainbridge Guilford for the final 2 minutes of overtime. Marathon and Unitigo. Marathon with a two-point lead, one of the few times they've had the lead for extended time, and they have the basketball. Samantha Courtney drives in left side, and there is a collision that makes everybody cringe a little bit. That will be foul number 5 on Marissa Woodard. So Samantha Courtney, who had not really taken the ball to the hoop tonight, did so at an opportune time. And Marissa Woodard will foul out with 7 hard-earned points tonight. She showed a lot of rebounding and shot block ability. Meanwhile, Samantha Courtney makes the first free throw. She is 2 for 2. Held to 6 points tonight. Had 15 in yesterday's win over Whitney Point. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Big miss, because now it's a 3-point game. 47-44. Manzanero. Cross court to Menina. They're not panicking. There's a minute and a half left, and of course, if you don't have the shot right away, time for the coach to call a timeout. Well, we'll stay here for that. 47-44 in favor of Marathon, and this is their largest lead of the ball game. So, interesting stat there. Once again, our next ball game on WCDO will be next Friday night. And next Friday night is when Sydney and Afton, they'll play that, you know, what has become more and more commonplace for boys and girls to play doubleheaders. That'll be at Sydney at 5:30. We'll be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 5:15. Our first look at both Sydney and Afton girls. Back to the Windsor Wrestling Christmas Tournament. Some of the top seeds locally. Austin Ryan of Unitigo was number 2 at 120. Kevin Thayer of Unitigo, number 2 at 138. Jesse Griswold, the Bainbridge Guilford Afton, number 4 in the same weight class. 145 had Unitigo's Cody Nichols as the number 2 seed. And at 285 is Billy Holden of BGA. It's a two-day tournament held today and tomorrow in Windsor, and it's the longest-running Christmas wrestling tournament, actually the longest-running tournament other than states in New York State. And I dare say this Kozelski tournament is also one of, if not the longest consecutive running girls basketball tournament since Title IX was implemented in 1972, and this tournament started in 1978. All right, there's your history lesson. 1:31 left to go in first overtime, or possibly only overtime. 47-44. Unitigo with the ball, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Manzanero for 3. That can tie it up, no good. And Rachel Wessels with the rebound. Keeps the possession alive. Wessels, the turnaround is no good, but she's fouled on the shot with a minute 17 to go. Kudos to, I'm sorry, and I said Rachel Wessels, my bad, Michaela Reynolds. Michaela Reynolds. Let's say her name twice because I had the wrong name twice. She will be at the line to shoot 2. The foul is on Alyssa Stryker of Marathon, her 2nd. It's a 1-1. Oh, this one goes in and out. Manzanera with a save. Tried to dribble it on the line or save it from going over the line. Could not quite tightrope it. So minute 14 to play. 3-point marathon lead. And the pressure defense by Unitigo. Elena Hall trying to get the ball over the line and does. And then it creates a 3-on-1 inside. Wicked easy for Alyssa Slyker. Her 8 points off the bench. It's a 5-point lead for Marathon. Pulling the shocker of shockers. Nice give and go, but Manzanero could not hang on. She's going to be called for the foul, the holding foul. And that'll be her fourth, but again, the first foul she's been called for since those three back-to-back-to-back in the mid-second quarter. So the Unitigo Spartans have been held scoreless since the 2.5 mark of the fourth quarter. At the line is Samantha Courtney, and she has made her third of four attempts. Not many points for this high-scoring senior, but she's making the most of those that she has scored. This one off the mark, and besides that, a foul on one of her teammates pushing off. That could be crucial because now Unitigo gets free throws on their side without any time off the clock. 51 seconds to play. Casey Manzanero is at the line. She missed a 1-1 earlier. And it's 4-for-7. Make that 5-for-8 from the line. That's the first point for Unitigo. That's 12 points in a row scored by Marathon. This one off the mark. Rebound by Courtney. And almost traveled, and then almost a foul. And there is a foul on Menina, but that's only her third. But it's kind of nice for Marathon to know that they can give the ball to their tallest player, and she can convert free throws. So 50-45, another timeout. We'll step away this time. 45.3 seconds to go. 50 for Marathon, 45 for Unitigo. Marathon to shoot free throws when we come back. You're listening to the finals of the Kozalski Girls Basketball High School Tournament on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live, the drama continues here. And if Unitigo can make the most of their, right now they have to hope that Marathon misses. It's the last 1-on-1 situation that Marathon can shoot. On the good side, looking down the way a bit, if Marathon commits their next foul and it's non-shooting, it's two shots automatically. So Unitigo has to go for any hope that they can. Losing Marissa Woodard was a big blow. She performed very well tonight as a sophomore in the face of the experience of 6'3 senior Samantha Courtney, who has played on this BG court several times in her career, because Marathon's always been part of the Kozalski festivities while she's been in school. All right, 50-45. Here is the shooter, Emily Reynolds, and she'll make. Now, she has not scored tonight until now. She makes the free throw on the 1-on-1 situation. She'll get a second one. 6-point lead, so a two-possession game. This one very important. She makes the second one. Well, well. Substitution. And that is Drew Barber going in for Morgan Rundle, who gets a lot of fives on the bench. 44 seconds to go. 7-point game, so it's a three-possession situation. Menina around the screen. Back to Talbot. Talbot driving on the left side. Goes to Manzanero for three. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound by Michaela Reynolds. Misses the shot. The rebound by Courtney. 24 seconds to go, and Marathon looks like they're going to put this one away with very few moments of time that they have the lead. They have it when it counts. The last 12 seconds of the game clicking off. And Menino will commit her fourth foul, going for the ball, trying to stop the clock somehow. 24 on Menino. It'll be a two-shot situation for Elena Hall, who has 12 points and just might be the Kozelski MVP based on her two-game performance. Two-shot situation. First one is good. Second shot is no good. She almost got her miss. The other girls for Unitingo just stood there and watched, but Hall crossed the line a little too quickly. 13 points for Elena Hall. 6 seconds to go. It's going to be Michaela Reynolds for two on the left side. It's good. Her first basket and the first basket for a sub. And that will do it. 53-47. A shock for Unitingo fans down the stretch. They led 85-90% of the ball game. But once again, when it counted the most, it was Marathon coming up with the points and the free throws when they needed it. So that will do it. I've totaled a lot of these girls' numbers up anyway. But in our post game, we will see who winds up winning the MVP and making the all-tournament team. So that's part of the fun of a Christmas tournament. We will come back and recap the scoring totals. And we will also have the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winners to announce, as well as Marathon in overtime defeats Unitingo 53-47. Stick around for the post-game show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla?
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bainbridge Guilford. Everyone's sticking around for the presentation of the runner-up, presentation of the all-tournament team, championship trophy, of course, and the MVP. And it goes along with our awards as well. So our post-game show here on WCDL, brought to you by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports, and by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support local athletes. NBT Bank, serving the community for more than 100 years. Well, what can you say? Unitingo had the game and lost the game. Marathon was down. They tied it up. They won it in overtime. It was pretty much cut and dry, although there was a lot more drama than what I just mentioned. But Marathon down 44-38 with 2.5 to go, forced overtime, 44 all. Unitingo went a long time without scoring, but they fought hard, and they showed that, you know, it's not always going to go right, but the effort as a team for Unitingo, you can't say enough about it. In a losing effort, 47 points, and here's how it broke down. Robin Foster had 10 points. all on field goals. Kayla Talbot had 8 points all, well, 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. Casey Manzanero, 15 points, 5 for 8 from the line, 2 deuces and 2 trays, and 5 for 8 from the free throw line. Rachel Wessels did not score. Michaela Reynolds with a basket and 2. Sarah Menina, a basket and a 3-pointer for 5. And a lot of assists. Marissa Woodard, 7 points, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So Unitingo had 13 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, 6 for 12 from the line, and 47 points. And the Unitingo girls are being talked to right now, the captains anyway, by Joe Kozelski. And you know what? They're shaking hands with Mr. K, and I think that's very classy. Nicely done. Marathon will be getting the championship trophy here in just a second. They were led by Elena Hall's 13 points. Samantha Courtney with 7. Make that 7 points for Amanda Horton. Margaret Thon started, did not score. Emily Reynolds with 2 free throws at the end for 2. Drew Barber, a basket, 2 free throws and 2 tries for 4. Chelsea Bush, a basket, 0 for 1 from the line and 2. Alyssa Sliker, 8 points. And Morgan Rundle with 10 points. And Morgan's 10 points, 8 of those came in the fourth quarter and overtime. Randy Conway for BG made the all-tournament team. Casey Manzanero and Robin Foster named to the all-tournament team. Very well deserved. I would have to thank Courtney and Hall at least for Marathon. Bethany Atwood for Whitney Point, although I don't think they're here. They finished in fourth, but each team gets at least one. So Samantha Courtney makes the all-tournament team for Marathon. Elena Hall with 13 points and with 28 in the tournament had the most points and will win the coveted basketball awarded by Joel Kozelski, as the basketball goes to each of the highest scorers in both the JV and varsity tournaments. JV won by Whitney Point, the varsity won by Marathon. Let's. I gave the scoring recap. Let's total up those free throws. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 2-pointers for Marathon, 2 3-pointers, both by Elena Hall. That's 36, 42. They should have 9 free throws. 3, 6, 8, 10, I mean 11. 11 free throws in, 9, and 7, 6, 11 for 16 from the free throw line. Well, some might say that the game was won at the free throw line. And let's look at it for a second. They were Marathon was 5 for 7 in the second quarter. And, 1 for 1 in the fourth quarter. But then again, they got a lot of chances in overtime. They were 2, 4, 5 for 9 in overtime. But, of course, when you shoot that many times, that's what's going to happen. Unitingo, in the fourth quarter, Casey Manzanero just 2 for 4, and she was 1 for 3 in overtime, and that's the only chance that they had in the ballgame. So let's see what we can do for the it's hard on the winning team not to go with at least one of the awards, and I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to go with Elena Hall for outstanding offense in this ballgame. Hopefully we can get those awards to the schools. But Elena Hall, definitely outstanding offense, sponsored by NBT Bank. And let's go Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. I think I'm going to go with Robin Foster. Robin did not foul out, but she certainly had some good plays. She kept the basketball alive sometimes on offense, and sometimes that's known as defense. Best defense is a good offense, keeping the ball on the court for your team. And she played really good defense as well, I think. We're going to go with Robin Foster for dynamic defense. So one for each team. And, yeah, it only makes sense when a game goes into overtime like that. All right, so that will do it for the 2011 portion of the 11-12 season here on WCDO. I think we got four games in. 3 in the first week and then none last week because everybody was away. And then we got one in for the tournament. A lot of teams in tournaments this week. And more tournaments still to follow on Thursday and Friday. So if you have not seen a high school basketball tournament or wrestling tournament or whatever, make a point to do that. If the games are anything like tonight, you will be more than entertained for your $2. So that will do it. 53-47, our marathon over Unitingo in overtime. And next week, next Friday, the first set of games for the 2012 portion of the season, it will be Sydney girls versus Afton. A 5:30, that's an early start as they play the quadruple header in Sydney for this one. And that'll be a Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 5:15. Thanks to Greg Warren and everybody here for treating me so well. Thanks to the Unitingo girls who and moms who did the stats. Had a good time. I mean, it's vacation time, right? So everybody kind of relaxed. They don't have to go to school the next day. Some of us do have to work the next day, but that's the nature of the beast. So anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. Please do not drink and drive. Please be safe, because we want you to be able to listen to us and to attend your games and to support your kids and do all the right things over the holidays, so that in 2012 you can continue to follow these great student athletes. For WCDO, thanks to Joe Gardner too. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Happy New Year, everybody, and see you on the flip side. Bye-bye.